WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. A hacking group suspected of ties to an Asian government has broadened its targets to government agencies in countries including Indonesia and Thailand, carrying out cyber espionage as recently as April, Bloomberg reports. Dubbed Dark Pink, the group infiltrated targets in five new nations using sophisticated malware and phishing emails. Their victims included government agencies in Brunei and Indonesia, a military body in Thailand, a non-profit organisation in Vietnam, and an education institution in Belgium. From Ars Technica, a lawyer is in trouble after admitting he used ChatGPT to help write court filings that cited six non-existent cases invented by the artificial intelligence tool. Lawyer Stephen Schwartz of the firm Levidal, Levidal and Oberman greatly regrets having utilised generative artificial intelligence to supplement the legal research performed herein and will never do so in the future without absolute verification of its authenticity, Schwartz wrote in an affidavit. Schwartz didn't previously consider the possibility that an artificial intelligence tool like ChatGPT could provide false information, even though AI chatbot mistakes have been extensively reported. A database containing the details of almost 500,000 RAID forums users has leaked online, a year after the US Department of Justice seized the notorious cybercrime forum, according to TechCrunch. The leaked database was posted on the exposed forum. An exposed admin, known as Impotent, posted the alleged RAID forum's user data, which includes the details of 478,000 users, including their usernames, email addresses, hashed passwords, and registration dates. RAID forums had around 550,000 users at the time of its shutdown last year. Ebrahim Adib, 20, of Bayonne, New Jersey, was sentenced to 21 months in prison for conspiring to steal more than $500,000 worth of cryptocurrency, according to the US Department of Justice. Adib previously pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit wire fraud. From October 2020 through May 2021, Adib and his conspirators swapped the SIMs associated with the victim's phone number for another SIM loaded onto a mobile device they controlled in order to access and control the victim's accounts. Adib and his conspirators then sent a password reset required to a cryptocurrency exchange platform, which caused the company to send a password reset link to the victim's email account. Adib and his conspirators then accessed the victim's email account and account at the currency exchange and transferred cryptocurrency from the victim's account to a cryptocurrency wallet they controlled. From TechRadar, Trevus, Pennsylvania-based Simple Tire, a company selling car tires and related services online, kept an unsecured database with the sensitive data of millions of customers online, available to anyone who knew where to look. More than a million customer records were reportedly exposed, including customer order confirmations, full names, phone numbers, postal addresses, and partial credit card numbers with expiration dates. Simple Tire claims to have more than 10,000 installers and more than 3,000 independent supply points. A ransomware attack on a major dental insurance provider leaked the personal information of nearly 9 million people across the US, according to documents filed with state regulators, the record reports. Managed Care of North America, otherwise known as MCNA, is the largest dental insurer in the nation for government-sponsored Medicaid and children's health insurance programs, providing services to more than 5 million members across 8 states. The Lockbit ransomware group took credit for the attack, claiming to have stolen 700 gigabytes of data. Lockbit published all the files on April 6th after a $10 million ransom was not paid. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne.